many of you I know, because of all the faces I know. And it's very, very special to see Kehila, community, B'nai Torah, husbands, wives, who understand the need to band together, not to be alone and not to be separate, and to band around a hush of a care, inspiring, not a thought of a normal rabbi. Become one and stand as one in our troubled times. To see a shul like this, to see a kid like this, is not a nature preserve. They're going to Yellowstone. The Yates of the trip are coming here. Under the leadership of Rav Shlita, to continue to be Taka, a lighthouse of Torah and Tefillah and Musar and all the Hashpoah's Torahs. Terah Hanukkah. So we'll start off with Hanukkah, but I really want to end off with something else. It's brought down in the Swarm tradition, the Garni brings down, the Adinezer brings down. Yom Tov of Hanukkah is in the schools of Yankovim, whatever that means. But it brought down a lot of strong activation from the Kadmonim already, that the Hashpoah, the Hatzolah, the Nes, the schus of Hanukkah was the schus Yankovim. I want to perhaps explain one aspect of that, what the kesher is, and perhaps what it's negated to us in our daily lives. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that for Beis, famous Gemara, in Hanukkah, Mismol, Mezuzah, Mimin. In Hanukkah, supposed to be on the left side, and the Mezuzah is supposed to be on the right side. That means the fact that Chazal didn't say that the Hanukkah should just be on the left side means that Chazal were drawing some sort of parallels, some sort of comparison between the Mezuzah and the Hanukkah. What the Mezuzah does on the right side, the Hanukkah is supposed to accomplish on the left side. What is right and what is left? But there's obviously some sort of shlemus that in the total picture, when I have the mezuzah on the right and I have the Hanukkah, the menorah on the left, I then have some sort of dover shalim which covers all the angles. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Oyrech yomim b'yimino. There's long life, there's longevity in the right side. On the left side is riches and honor. The Midrash says that the right side, which is the stronger side, is the Iker. That's Olam Hazeh. That's Olam Haba. The left side, which is Olam Hazeh, is Oishah V'Chavod. Riches, honor. That's an Olam Hazeh thing. So the strong side, the Ruchniyah side, is the right side. That's the Iker, the strong side. That's Olam Hazeh. The left side is all the things that Olam Hazeh could provide a person, wealth and honor. The Sassana says that the inyan of the mezuzah on the right side and the menorah on the left side and the chanukah and the menorah on the left side is Hashem Yishmor Tzeischo V'yecha. Although the mezuzah is on the right side because that's the side that a person goes in. A person walks into his house on the right side. When the person walks out, he walks out on the right side, but that's the left. The inyan of Ner Hanukkah says Fasemes is the same way we understand that the mezuzah protects a person when he comes inside. He comes inside to build a house, that the house should be protected inside from outside hashpoes. The mezuzah creates a security in Ruchnias. It's the Shem Hashem on the door that a person comes in. He comes into a place which has Hashua Sashchina. So that's the mezuzah on the Yamin. That's Derech Biyoscha. That's the way I come in. That's the way I enter. The left is the way I come out. When I'm coming out from the right side, which is the left. The Chiddush that was Nischadish in the Nes of Hanukkah is that a person has the ability not only to protect that which is inside, he has the ability to take the light out into the street. He has the ability to project Ruchnias into places which are not typical of Ruchnias, which are not typical of having Ruchnias, which are not typical of containing Ruchnias. And that's the Hashlama, that's the comparison between the mezuzah on the right, what the mezuzah accomplishes for the house on the outside, is what the Ner Chanukah allows for those going towards the outside. It was a chiddush. There was a chiddush in the Nes of Chanukah. There was a chiddush in the Nes of Chanukah that the Ner Chanukah has the ability to project light towards the outside, the same way the mezuzah projects the light inside. What does that mean, and what does that have to, why dafka did the Nes of Chanukah give us such an ability to be able to project even into the darkness, even into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah Nisa, which is to project outside, to put the menorah in the street, let others see it. That's the idea of the Ner Chanukah B'Tzad Smol, is coming out into the street. We have the ability. So there's a tremendous chiddush. Before the Ner Chanukah, you can go in. You go in, you bunker yourself in, you wall yourself in, you protect yourself. The mezuzah protects you inside. But there was no yechanah, there was no hedatimta, there was no possibility. There wasn't an ability to go out and take that power of the Yiddish house, the Kedusha of the Yiddish house, and bring it to the outside also. The Ner Chanukah was mechadesh v'smoil, that when I'm going out, I also have the ability, that wherever I go, I have the ability to bring Kedusha. Why is this characteristic particularly to the Nes of Chanukah? The Sasev is in a different place, asks a question. He says the question is raised, that in Alanisim, part of the things we say make sense. For example, Rabim Beyad Ma'atim is a chiddush. There were Rabim Ma'atim. Gibayrim Beyad Chaloshim is a chiddush. Strong in the weak. But what's the chiddush of Rishayim Beyad Tzadikim? What is the what a chazal coming to teach us that the Rishon were given over? That's not a chiddush. What is the chiddush over there? What is there to teach us? What's the nest over there, particularly that there's a special chiddush of Rishon Beyad Tzadikim? They weren't greater, they weren't bigger, they weren't stronger. And the Sasema says a very big Yisoy. The Sasema says the Yisoy was brought down in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and others. Misha says in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh Es Yitzroi. So Sasema says in Pirkei Avos, and others say this, that HaKovesh Es Yitzroi means that a person doesn't just beat the Yitzhara, a person captures the Yitzhara. A person takes the Yetzirah as a hostage. A person takes the Yetzirah as a prisoner of war. A person captures the Yetzirah. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh gave an example. He said a person gets up in the morning and he has an attack of kinna taiva or covered. Kin, he's jealous of somebody. The other guy has a nicer house, he has a nicer car, has a nicer suit. Take the kinna and koivish it, take it and use it for ofenias. Be jealous of the guy who knows Shas. Be jealous of the person who davens better. Be jealous of the person who has better midas than you. Take the yetzer and be koivish it. He says the same thing by taiva. A person has a cheshik for something that he shouldn't have. Take the cheshik, quickly run into a base medrash, open it, give egg and learn with a bren. You'll be able to transform that yetzer hora into a yetzer toiv. Ezu gibor ha-koivish es yetzroi. The chiddush of the Ner Chanukah, says the Sasemis, was that Klal Yisrael was able to capture and take over and adopt the koyach of the Yevonim. What was the koyach? Rishon Biyat Tzadikim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rishus of the Yevonim Biyat Tzadikim. They were able to adopt it, they were able to take it over and transform it into a koyach of Kedusha. What was the koyach of the Yevonim? Koyach of the Yevonim, in the symbols that Daniel saw of the different goliyos, each one had a different animal that represented it. The one that represents Yovan is a nomer, a leper. Chazal say, "Hevi az kanomer, be a mechutzif, like a leopard." Where did the chutzpah of Yovan articulate itself? The chutzpah of Yovan articulate itself is uparzu chaymois v'gdolay. Mishnah says in Talmud in Sefer Mida that there were 13 protzos they made in the wall of the Beis Hamikdash. Metame the shemen. The Sasema says in a different place, is there any bigger chutzpah than that? Is there any greater boundary crossing than that? Is there any greater azus than that? To go into a place where you don't belong? To turn a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim. The Beis HaMikdash is the most closed off, intimate place where a Jew meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they went to make a pirtza, which meant that they broke down the boundary, the sterility. They breached the sterility of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a chutzpah. That takes azus to walk into a place where you don't belong. The Yevonim don't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. They belong on the street. And they went ahead and uparzu chaymos migdalei. It's interesting that the Baal HaPizmo in the Moisur, when he wants to describe what did the Yevanim do, he doesn't speak about the Gzeirah of Chayde Shabbos Avil, he speaks about one thing. Uparitzu Chaymas Migdala, they reached the walls. And they went into a place where they didn't. Chutzpah articulates itself in crossing a boundary where you shouldn't be crossed. You're trespassing, whether it's chutzpah in interpersonal relationships or in a kehila. It means I'm crossing a boundary that I shouldn't cross. I don't belong there. The Azaz of Yavon was that they went ahead and they crossed a boundary. They breached the boundary of the Beis HaMikdash. And they were metame the Shmanim. They don't belong there. What are you doing there? That's Az Kanomer. That's Yavon. Yavon is the number, the Azaz, the chutzpah. Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim means that in the Nitzochin over Yavon, we took their azos, we took their chutzpah, we took their boundary crossing. And if they were mechadish, if they introduced a new idea that I could breach the walls of the Beis HaMikdash and bring Tumah into a place where it doesn't belong, we are Kodesh as Yitzhak, we have the ability to do the other way. We go out. And we bring Kedusha to a place where normally there wasn't Kedusha, into the Rishos HaRabim. That's the Chiddush of Ner Chanukah, that Mezuzah B'Yamin is going in, and before the Ner Chanukah, everyone minds their own business, the Rishos HaRabim, the Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaYochid, Rishos HaYochid. Mind your own business, stay where you are. The minute that the street breached the walls of the home, of the Beis HaMikdash, the home of Klal Yisrael, and went into a place where it didn't belong, then the reaction had to be that we're going out into the street, we're going to bring Kedusha. That's the union of Hashem Yishmo Tzeischo Vayacho. That's the union of Mezuzah B'Min V'Ner Chanukah B'Smoil. We have a new Yecharlis. Chanukah gave us a new opportunity that in the Choshech of Yavon we can bring light. That's why the union of pursuing Nisus is towards the outside. We didn't have that Yecharlis before Chanukah. The Yavon was Yavon and we were here. The minute that became this breach of the boundaries, they're coming in, we can go out. That's Rishon B'Yad Tzadikim. We live in a time, as all of you have noticed, of breaching of boundaries, where the boundaries are not clear. The street came into our houses. That's what happened. Paratzu Choymos Migdolai. The chutzpah of the Yitzhar used to have respect. He did his thing wherever he did, but he wasn't a mechutzif. The characteristic of our door is a chutzpah. That the Yitzhar came and shepherded inside, he breached the walls. So, if he has a chutzpah to reach our walls and come inside, that means we have the ability not only to push him out, but we gained the new ability to push him out and go further, and to bring art to the street, to bring art to the places where there wasn't, before, where we thought there couldn't be. I want to get on something for the men. The ladies will excuse me for a second. The Gemara and Shabbos of Samar Gimel, but the ladies can remind the men that I said this. And all of you will come to Rabbi Shmuley for problems. They'll fix them. The Gemara says in the Shabbos Samar Gimel, might exceed Oyrech Yom Bimina Bismail Osha Bechavid. The Gemara says, what do you mean? On the right side, you only get Oyrech Yom, you don't get riches. And the other way, so the Gemara says, Elo Maminim Ba Oyrech Yom. Those who are righties are Oyrech Yomim. L'masmilim bo Oyshev HaChavit. The lefties are Oyshev HaChavit. So Rashi explains, who's a righty, who's a lefty? Righty means you're strong, Rashi says. Who's a lefty? One who's weak. Rashi says that the right-hand guy is the guy who's learns bi'iyun, his maimik, his medaktik on every word in the Gemara. That's the right-hand guys. Those are the powerful guys. The left-handers are the guys who learn mediocre. They don't much as if so much. As I said in Rashi, that's the right hand, that's the left hand. You know what that means? That means, so this guy who's the lefty guy, he's learning, but as if he's going through the motions, Rashi says. The right hand guy is not schwitzing and is working hard, he's medactic in every word. The left hand guy is he's going through the motion, Rashi says. He's not makbid, he's not medactic, he doesn't sweat. So what is this left hand guy? This left hand guy means that he's boxed in. He doesn't step out of his box, he doesn't step out of his schedule, he doesn't step out of his whatever's easy for him. He's not muttering, he's not sweating. That's the smoil. The smoil is, the weakness of the smoil is that I don't have azos de kedusha. The weakness of the smoil is that I'm not daring, I'm not breaking new frontiers. I'm not going the extra mile for Rikmias. I'm not going the extra mile for another pshat in the Gemara. I'm not going the extra mile for a better davening. The smoil, I'm happy there. Smoil represents the one who's not taking daring steps. He doesn't have the azos. There's the thing of azos of Yovan that comes in. And then there's our own azos to break out of barriers that people are locked in. A person can be locked into a barrier his whole life. Barrier of mediocrity in learning and davening of Eretz Hashem. That's the lefties. That's the left. And the chiddush of Chanukah is that a person has the ability to be kind of azos, to break out of mediocrity, to break out of boundaries that we create ourselves, that we lock ourselves in, that we can't get out of, that we can't get past. And the guy on the left, he could be kind of on Chanukah, a new azos, a new chutzpah, a different type of chutzpah. A chutzpah of daring to do more, a daring to step out of your box, of breaking out of old molds and models. That's the real pnimius of the yamin and the smol, of breaking out. Doesn't always mean people are always looking for opportunities to go to the street and go do kirv. You can do kirv with yourself. Because all of us have right-hand part of our lives, we have left-hand part of our lives. In the left-hand part of our lives, we need to step out sometimes, and we need to move further, and we need to take another step, even though it's a little bit out of our box, it's not exactly on our schedule, it's not exactly what we plan for ourselves. When a person does that and he breaks the barriers in the direction of Kedusha, there's no limits. And with this, brings us to why it's connected to Yaakov Avinu. And I want to add on something practical at the end. What's it connected to Yaakov Avinu, all this? It's very simple, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu said, Achein yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, v'anechi lo yodoti. So Hashem says, what does anechi lo yodoti mean? Yaakov Avinu went to sleep. Anechi lo yodoti, I didn't know that there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu here. Now, if Yaakov Avinu didn't know that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu there, and that's why he went to sleep, that means Yaakov Avinu felt that this is placed for sure. There's no Ruch Nias here. There's no Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi lo yodati. I can't imagine there's Ruch Nias. That's why he allowed himself to go to sleep. That's what the pasuk says. Ochein. It's a chiddush. No. Ochein. Yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. There is Ruch Nias here. It means Yaakov Avinu was mechadish to us. He taught us something. Yaakov Avinu taught us that there are places where they're so dark, they're so concealed, they're so detached, that you're convinced, Anoichi lo yodati, there is no replenishment here. Nothing. And then, Yaakov Avinu was mechadish ochin, yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, in this place where I thought that there was nothing, there was no spirituality, there was no ruchnias, there was no midas tefes, there was no closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ochin, yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, in this place, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was mesaken tefilas ma'ariv. He taught us that in places of darkness and concealment, I could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, that in that pasuk, the pasuk says, "Paratz the yom of a kedem of tzivayin v'negmo." What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him at that moment? Break boundaries. Mitzorim b'lin achlo. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yaakov Avinu at that moiridika moment of realization that Ochein yesh Hashem? That means, "Uparatz the yom of a kedem of tzivayin v'negmo." You can go anywhere. There's no boundary. Yaakov Avinu, we say in Zmiras and Shabbos, the Gemara and the Shabbos, Nachlo b'lim mitzorim nachlo. Yaakov Avinu's boundaries have no limitation. They're honor. We can breach any wall. Yaakov Avinu can go anywhere. Where's he going? What's he going to do? He's opening up a new coffee shop. What's he going to do in all these places? What's he spreading himself out? The answer is Yaakov Avinu is spreading himself out that in every place, Yaakov Avinu is the left side. We're coming out. In every place where it's Lo yodati ochein yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. I could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation, in every matziv. Yaakov Avinu taught us that we have the koyach to breach the boundaries in the other direction. The same way the Yevonim and Paratzu, they came in. Yaakov Avinu is a paratzta, yom of a kedem, I can go in any place. And you know something? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu build the base of Mikdash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the base of Mikdash in that place. That means in the place where Yaakov Avinu was sure, he was positive, that there was no Ruchnias there, there was no HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, Anoichi lo yodati. In the end, he revealed Shatza HaShkos HaShkin over there, that that's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashra Shkinosu lo'ol me'ad le'netzach netzachim, in that place where he was sure there was nothing. That's the power of the Pratz, the Yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Chanukah is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. Because Chanukah is about breaching the boundaries, trespassing, stepping into places that we don't belong, that we thought we couldn't get to. And that applies on a personal level. Sometimes I tell somebody, I'm somebody. Sometimes you're sitting and it could be in the gay on a very small thing. You're not in the mood of learning. It's a Masa Shabbos, it's a this, it's a that. And you have time to learn. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to help your wife. You don't have to go anywhere. and you feel absolutely detached. And then a person pushes himself and he says, no. That applies in midas, where a person feels detached. A person feels, I can't do it. I can't be misgaber. I'm kinda taiva kas atzlos. No. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. And when a person uncovers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's concealed, that's already a b'chin of a beis hamikdash, that's a b'chin of ner chanukah b'smol, that's going out into places where I was convinced I couldn't do it. I was convinced that I had no HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place. Everyone has these places where they're untouchable. Yes, guy, sorry. That's a place where it's Yagavino Tolos, perhaps the Yom of Kedah, you can go anywhere. And now you can go anywhere, you can go to the worst places. We can go to the worst places of ourselves. And in those places we can build a base of Mikdash because Ochen Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. I would add on something practical. Yankov Avinu Mitosei Shlema. Yankov Avinu out of all the others. Ozeicha, that all his children stayed in the fold. So it doesn't always mean that the kids always turn out okay. The Pachad Yitzchak says that Yisrael Lafa B'shechot Yisrael Hu. But Yankov Avinu was nischadish that even if a kid's in trouble, he's still in the fold. Esav got into trouble, he's gone. Yishmael got into trouble, he's gone. But Yankov Avinu, the reason why mitosa shlema, you can't leave. Yisrael Lafa B'shechot Yisrael Hu. I mean, Yankov Avinu taught us, created the Metzias, that I'm always going to hold on to you, no matter where you are. Why is that? Because Yankov Avinu was the one who had the ability to see Ochen Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, even with Onechil Le'yadati. You can have a kid who's Onechil Le'yadati, and Ochen Yesh Hashem. Yankov Avinu taught us no. Yisrael Ach Pishachot Yisrael, and that's why Mitosa Shlema. Nobody ever left the fold since then. Nobody could leave the fold. Because we will learn the ability that in every place, in every hester, in every concealment, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's one of the most important tools we need to learn with chinuch with our kids, is to see the good in them, and to see the Elohim in them, and the Hashem in them, and to see the potential that they have, even if sometimes they're easier, sometimes they're harder. But the mitasa shlem of Yankov Avinu came because Ochen Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh im do v'nochi le'yadati, and he built a beis hamikdash over there. That's the yisoid of Yankov Avinu, and from there, when a person has that ability, perhaps the yom v'kedem of tzoyin egel, there's no limitations. There's no boundaries. I can go anywhere. Yankov Avinu loy meis. Yankov Avinu has no limitations, not geographically, not time-wise. The Avinu should bench all of us and our families and all of Klal Yisrael. That we should be zeichet to Feilus of Hanukkah. We should be zeichet to in our own lives and Klal Yisrael lives. The Avinu should already send us that we shouldn't be boxed in. We shouldn't be limited, not personally and not kaldi. Perhaps the Yom of Akedim of Tzvein and Negro.